The state is a step closer to proving its North Slope to Fairbanks natural gas trucking project can work. The Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority lead interior energy project is aimed at providing gas at about half the cost of heating oil. And as KUAC's Dan Bross reports, officials say they're honing in on the target.
The Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority is crunching numbers. ADA officials are charged with making sure the plan to process North Slope natural gas and truck it to Fairbanks pencils out as an affordable energy option for people who currently rely on oil and wood heat. ADA Deputy Director Mark Davis says a recently completed financial model is providing a better picture of costs and resulting gas prices.
It's been under construction, the model, for months, but now it's in a point where we can use it, and that means we can plug numbers in and forecast costs. So for example, if we think the plant would cost so many million, we can look at that cost and the price of gas delivered.
Davis says the model shows the cost of infrastructure like the centerpiece $200 million North Slope gas processing plant will have relatively less impact on endpoint pricing than will operational costs.
The model shows something interesting. If you charge a fee of $1 million. That is the equivalent of putting $10 million into the LNG plant for construction. It's a 10-to-1 ratio, which shows you that you want to build a plant then that can be operated at low fees, because and it also shows you can afford to spend more on the plant than you can on maintenance. And so that means we need a low-maintenance plant.
Davis and fellow ADA representatives gave an overview of the financial model during a public presentation in Fairbanks. Davis expressed optimism the state will be able to deliver on the project. Welcome news to Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation President and CEO Jim Dodson.
You know, one of the things that we've always been concerned about is the scope of the project. And you, really, the governor designed the scope, and that was $15 million BTU energy. You know, so today, for example, we pay $30 million BTU for a gallon of diesel fuel. The goal was to cut the energy cost in half to 80% of the population as quickly as possible. For $355 million, you know, we've always been concerned that it wouldn't accomplish those goals.
The Interior Energy Project is supported by a $355 million legislatively approved package of grant, loan, and bond financing, but additional ADA and private money is needed. The state has partnered with the firm MWH on the North Slope Gas Project, and ADA Energy Infrastructure Development Officer Nick Shimoniak says the company is working with Northleaf, a pension fund, to help finance up to $100 million of the gas processing plant.
The additional Northleaf capital, the $50 to $100 million, is sufficient to fully fund the North Slope plant. The other aspects of the value chain, trucking, storage, and the distribution at the two utilities, FNG and the IGU, would also require additional outside capital.
Shimoniak says the state is working with the borough-owned Interior Gas Utility and private company Fairbanks Natural Gas to help finance distribution piping in the Fairbanks area. FNG President Dan Britton lists numerous projects happening in his company's service area in the core area of Fairbanks, piping that has the potential to add a lot of customers.
Around 2,000 from the work we're doing this year. We'll ultimately, we're looking to put in about 30 miles. This year we'll probably get close to 20 to 25 completed, and then we'll finish up the remainder and hopefully be doing more next year.
While FNG is focused on the core area of town, the IGU has begun preliminary work on its plan to pipe surrounding areas, including North Pole. The Interior Energy Project is targeting delivery of first gas to Fairbanks by late 2015 or early 2016. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.